Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Trust Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction.
For engineered roof and floor trusses, call on Axtell Truss. 12 to 80 foot span, complete hip, cathedral, and floor systems using only the best SOIP available. Delivered to your site undamaged on a roll-off trailer. Manufactured locally at Axtell Truss on U.S. Highway 36, 2 miles west of K-110 between Seneca and Marysville. Phone 785-736-2291.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Barry Bussing, Bussing Construction in Axtell offers dozer construction and all types of soil conservation work, including terraces and water aid. Remember, conservation is the key to our future, and it all starts with you. Contact Barry Bussing and see how he can help you. Call Barry today at 736-2833. For conservation work, Barry Bussing Construction of Axtell, Kansas. Phone 736-2833.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner here on KNDY. We're now joined by Axtell Eagle head football coach Eric Dettweiler. Coach, you dropped your first game of the season in a rough one, 62-12 against Hanover. Your boys took the lead after a big pass play, and things were looking fairly good at that point. But what were some of the reasons after that led to the loss?
Well, you know, it just seemed like things just kind of snowballed on us. We scored and held Hanover on downs and got the ball back. We, you know, had a bad snap that led to a safety and had a penalty. After the safety, punted the ball, and then we punted about 10 yards, and they get the ball on our own 25. And things just snowballed, and eight-man football momentum is a huge factor. And obviously, at that point, we'd lost it, letting them score two drives in about 3 minutes. And, you know, we had some pretty young kids on the field, a couple freshmen that had started that, you know, we probably didn't expect to start until a few hours before kickoff. And, you know, I think just kind of got overwhelmed and a lot of other things that we did wrong, but it just kind of all went downhill from there.
You talk about it kind of snowballing, which that did look like the case. But one thing that I saw as the fact that we did the ball game, your boys never really quit in that game.
Bad things are going to happen in games, and how you react to them shows the integrity of the team. And I thought our boys fought hard, you know, at times not doing the right thing. But, you know, you can't fault their effort. I thought they contributed to play hard.
Another tough test this week is you hit the road to Frankfurt. They're currently on a 3-game win streak. What will your boys need to do to get back into the win column?
Like I said, Hanover just kind of pounded it right at us, and I'm sure Frankfurt's going to do the exact same. You know, we're definitely going to have to stop their run game. They got a tremendous line over there. It's big in size and physical, and we're going to have to try to slow that down, and obviously their run game will set up their pass game. And first and foremost, we got to slow their run game down, and hopefully we can play from there.
The game against Hanover was your first district game, still more district games to go, but with the fact that you had the loss and now you're playing Frankfurt, basically one more tough test, you got a few more after that, but what's kind of the attitude as we hit into the heart of district play?
We just need to regroup. You know, everybody's pretty disappointed, of course, but with COVID this year and other teams, you know, not playing a full schedule and that not hurting them, you know, it comes down to a winning percentage and every game is important. So we just need to regroup, get back on track where we need to be and stay focused this week to try to get another winning.
We're speaking with Eric Dettweiler, head football coach for the Axtell Eagles. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, thanks, Ben.
That's Axtell Eagle head football coach Eric Dettweiler here on KNDY.
Axtell Eagles, Coach's Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Axtell Truss Manufacturing, and Barry Bussing Construction. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:30 on KNDY. Mondays as we visit with Diller Odell and Southern. Tuesdays, Axtell and Centralia. It's Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:30 on KNDY, FM 95.5, AM 1570, and FM 94.1.